Hey everyone, this is Robert Kress from the Functional Pharmacy Podcast. And you know, the last few days we've been talking about stress, right? And stress management. And you might hear the term adrenal fatigue, because our adrenal glands are those little glands that sit on top of our kidneys, and they're the ones that pump out our adrenal hormones. Cortisol is a primary adrenal hormone that we've been talking about, and I did mention in the last podcast that this can be measured. The gold standard for measuring it would be through a salivary test. It's a kit that you can bring home, do it your own, mail in, you can get an idea of it. Now, what I'm going to do is, when you look at when we're in pharmacy school, if you're in med school, whatever the case, you're often taught you either have adrenal activity or you don't. It's, you know, either at either end of the spectrum. But there's this gray area in between, and that's where functional medicine resides. Basically, it's a transitional state, possibly. So someone could be hypoadrenal or low cortisol, or hyperadrenal, elevated cortisol. And we talked about all the issues that can come from either, you know, chronic elevated cortisol levels, or even just imbalanced levels. So something came to my attention through the realms of social media, and it was a pharmacy over in Lily's Pharmacy, Lily's Pharmacy, and they're over in Ireland, I apologize. So what it was this person by the name of Nima O'Connor, who's a RD, I guess a registered dietitian, and her Twitter handle is at Quirk Nutrition. Now, she made a comment on their page saying, "Why are you selling adrenal stress tests to your patients or customers?" Saying it's utter pseudoscience and quackery, saying pharmacists must deliver only evidence-based healthcare. So then she links this to, I guess, a health regulator over there, the Irish Pharmacy Board. Pretty much a slanted or biased approach here. Very bullying in a way, kind of a hater, I guess you could say. So I want to address this on a couple levels. Because if you go on this, actually, if you search for her, or even if you go to my Twitter feed, which is at Functional Pharm, Robert Kress, that is, my reply was, so let me make sure I'm understanding this. Are you claiming that altered cortisol levels, hyper or hypo, have no bearing on panic disorders, hypertension, metabolic syndrome, cognitive issues, or other, even though the evidence assists, based on a blog post? Now, what was I getting at here? She alluded to a blog post that said adrenal fatigue, a fake disease, where they basically linked one study to it. Now, if you look in the books, if you look in PubMed, there's a ton of studies that talk about elevated hypo or hyper cortisol levels and how they can influence certain disease states. Just look at some of the books that are well referenced, such as The Cortisol Connection, Adrenal Fatigue from Dr. James Wilson. It's out there and it's a proven fact. Now, that being said, there are bodies of medicine that might not approve it, and these are the standard practices of care, I guess, you go from. So this dietitian, I don't know what was kind of getting her, but it seemed like she was attacking this pharmacy. And, you know, kudos to the pharmacy for practicing what they believe, and I believe they should be able to. Even if you look in the posts on their page, customers are saying, you know what, they've helped me a lot, which is great. So herein lies the issue. Couple things. One, there's always going to be haters. There's going to be haters on social media. There's going to be challenges to you. Obviously, we always want to practice within the laws and the realms. But the norms that have been created sometimes aren't on key, right? Like in certain medical programs, processes, they don't feel that adrenal fatigue is a real disease. But does that mean it's gold? Does that mean it has to stay that way forever? No. And that's why we have an ongoing body of clinical research. That's why we continue to look back and look at these references and then bring it up. So I guess this whole podcast was just a note to be aware of the climate of medicine out there. Here at Functional Pharmacy, we pride ourselves on linking to evidence-based medicine, which we all should. Understand there's always publication bias, and that is a real issue. That's an issue with the blog that they did here, and that's an issue with even drug studies. It's across the board. So we always can find, hey, it's an issue even in natural medicine. We can always compile enough studies to prove our perceptive filter, right? So don't let these things shake you. Always speak from your truth and always lead with evidence-based medicine and practice what you believe in, absolutely. So talk soon. Thanks for checking in again, and have a great day.